This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there. Hopefully everybody having an off to a nice start, man. There's nothing worse. I don't know about you, but sometimes when my day starts poorly, it continues through the day. Like, it doesn't get turned around till the very end of the day. So I hope you're not having that kind of day. I hope it's off to a great start. Or if it is bad, you can flip that bad boy around just a little bit here. We got a lot of stuff going on. I did want to say this about the Canes from yesterday. It's day one, as I told Coach Cristobal yesterday, hey, what'd you think? And so, listen, offensive line's going to be really friggin' good and really deep. Basically, lose their starting center, but they got a transfer portal on the best high school center already in, so they're in great shape at the center position. Jalen Rivers, I think, is really good, but they got a lot of good players. They're gonna fill in nicely on that. The D line looks really good, and should be fine. I know they like their pass rushing class even better. Ruben back and healthy and all those things, so they like that group. But the group they're really excited about, and they went out in their recruiting class and the transfer portal and got themselves a lot of defensive backs, a lot. And they're running around getting a hand on the ball a lot yesterday. So that was a good sign. That's a good sign. I don't want to get ahead of myself after that, because they're trying to downplay the quarterback thing a little bit right now, and I understand it. They want to run the ball and everything, and they got a whole bunch of new tight ends. I mean, they lose their top four wide receivers. JoJo Trader, number one guy right now. You lose your top four wide receivers and your top three tight ends, or three of your four tight ends. You got one young guy back. So there's a lot of new guys in those positions, but saying – all that stuff, it comes down to the guy that you gave a lot of money to. It just does. And on top of that, he's coming in replacing a guy that just had the greatest passing year in the history of University of Miami football. Hell, it's one of the greatest years by anybody, anywhere. And so Carson Beck takes over, and he's not throwing yet. He's still getting that elbow. It's gonna be a while. They do said he's getting closer and expect him 100% here real soon. But Carson Beck's going to have to make throws. He just is. Listen, man, you didn't give him $4 million to hand the ball off and throw 15 times a game. And you know, you gave him big money, made him one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the country. Carson Beck needs to be able to make throws. And again, I know he's not going to be Cam Ward, so the throws you saw last year, don't get mad, because this guy ain't going to make them. He's not. But he can make – he's a good player. I'm guessing they did their homework after the surgery and how he played. Start of the year, he's really good and everything else. But Carson Beck, you're going to be in a lot of tight ball games. We could just – let's just say it now. We're going to be in a lot of tight ball games. And you're going to need somebody to close them out. And there's going to be a shortage of time. You're going to have to throw it. Carson Beck is going to have to get, and hopefully he's a gym rat and a guy that works as hard. One thing about Cam Ward came in, was all business. This wasn't, wow, I'm in Miami, I'm going to party, I'm going to have a great time, I'm going to enjoy this. That guy was all business. That guy's about one thing. That guy was about coming in here and being the first pick in the draft. That was the goal. Now, it's one of the greatest transfer portal moves we've ever seen, from bailing out of the draft to what he's doing now.
Well, speaking of bailing out, Cam Ward bailed you out a lot of games last year, man.
Yeah, no question.
He was the reason you came back in a lot of those.
All of them.
Yeah, I guess all of them. Right, yeah.
Just about all of them. You're right. They were down in every frigging game, it seemed like.
So you're going to need elite-level play out of that position, and you paid elite-level money, right? I mean, you're paying this guy almost three times. My math's not great, but almost three times you paid Cam.
Well, yeah, from 1.5 to 4, just to your point. Yes.
I don't know, 2 point something.
But anyway, instead of doing the math, you're right. Carson Beck.
But you're paying him like he's an elite quarterback, which is weird to say at the college level, but
he's an
that's
elite,
where we're at right now.
He's an elite paid college quarterback.
Got that second contract money. Yeah.
Hey, enjoy your girlfriend. We're not saying you shouldn't, but your ass needs to be here for one reason, and I hope you want to get to the pros as badly as Cam Ward does and want your stock to go up like Cam Ward did. I hope so. And I hope you're not the first guy to leave every day. I hope you're the last guy to leave and the first guy in the building in the morning. And I hope you're the guy when spring is over and you can throw every day. I hope you're the guy calling all those young wide receivers saying, I want to work today. Meet me at 9. Meet me at 8. Oh, by the way, I got breakfast for us. Let's go do it.
That's funny what one monster season can do, right? And it's kind of like the Joe Burrow thing. Joe Burrow had that crazy season. And
you know what?
He ends up being the top guy.
You're exactly right.
Cam Ward has the crazy season, ends up being the top guy.
And Joe Burrow is still one of the top guys. Hey, I think the Cam Ward story, what he's done so far, going from Washington State, from a smaller school to Washington State, Miami grabs him after he decides not to go in the draft. And that story, of course, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, his I hope while Carson Beck's out there, he realizes, holy crap, I saw the throws this guy makes, man. This is
Someone just texted in, Joe, do you know something bad about Carson Beck that you're not telling us? You're certainly talking that way. I just think
you're not 100% right now.
He's not.
Worry.
But I think you're setting people up for the fact that he is not Cam Ward, which I think is important to do because the expectation that he's going to be Cam Ward is not realistic.
I just want to make sure he's in love with football. Like Cam Ward.
Okay.
I have no reason.
I just want to show up and play the game.
And honestly, they made a decision off a serious injury, and they said he's almost back and going to be ready to go. And
but it's a one-year thing, right?
It's a one-year
deal. I don't care. This guy loves football, that stuff. Like,
well, why,
if he doesn't want to play after next year, that's his decision. But, you know, he needs to play big this year that they're paying him.
Yes. Anyway,
you don't take that kind of money if you're not all in, man.
It's a good opportunity for
right?
You know what?
That's a lot of pressure. This guy's got a ton of pressure on him right now.
You think he knows that?
I'm sure he does. Yeah. But that's a lot of pressure.
Nothing he can do right now. He's not healthy. He can just stand back there, pick it up, ask questions. Hey, what do you guys see?
And he'll be fine, by the way.
Okay.
Like, it's okay that he's not out there throwing right now. There'll be plenty of time for that.
Every throw you get.
It's not like it's his first game out of high school. Coming up here, so.
He's not thrown to a whole bunch of guys that have a lot of experience.
That's
in college
okay.
Football. Okay.
We'll get it. We'll figure it out.
You
always do.
You got to tell him, Justin, you got to be telling those guys.
I'll go over there and I'll just say, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know what I was going
to
have
that's
you
what
do
I say
that.
To the Dolphins when these free agents pop up.
Why you got to do
just
that?
Just figure it out.
Why you got to just bring that up? We were doing great.
Because that's the answer to everything.
We got Ed Jovanovski
just figure it out.
Ed.
Panthers figure it out.
Boy, they're making a run now.
Kachuk got hurt. They figured
and
that out.
I don't think they're done. We're going to talk to Ed Jovanovski about that. NHL trade deadline, you guys said it's Friday, 3 o'clock. Bill Zito got some more money, got some of that Kachuk money. Way this thing frees up, I guess, almost $9 million. he is looking to get some more players on that team. No question about it. All right. Joe will join us in just a second, but first, got to tell you, Marlins baseball going on right now, spring training, and before you know it, it is going to be back to this opener, March 27th, when they face off against the Pirates. You've never seen an opening day like this before. It's Marlins baseball infused with the best of 305 to create opening day. Get ready for the hottest fiesta in Miami featuring the biggest names on and off the field. South Florida legend Dan Marino kicks off the fiesta with a historic first pitch. Get ready to celebrate Sandy's comeback season and stay tuned for surprise icons lighting up the post-game concert. This is a can't-miss global event, and it's happening right here in Miami. Don't miss the biggest party of the season. That home opener is right around the corner. The whole world's invited to get your tickets today. Marlins.com/tickets.